This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Cortez Island is a rural community with limited access to medical care and supplies. The Cortez Ambulance, Station 169, the Clahuse Health Center, and the Cortez Health Center work in cooperation to deliver some free medical supplies to the community. I wanted to find out how accessible contraceptives were on Cortez. So I checked with the stores and the health services to find out what type of contraceptives are available. For those with an yonic anatomy, which is related to female genitalia, the options for access are vast, according to the primary care nurse for the Cortez Health Clinic, Erin Zip. I had a chance to speak with Erin and find out some details about accessing contraceptives at the health centers and around Cortez Island.
Are there any latex-free condoms available at the clinic?
I did call over to the co-pharmacy and they said that they could start supplying our over-the-counter medication room with latex-free condoms. So they will be for purchase. They won't be provided. But that's an option now. You'll just have to request them at the front desk.
I am so aware of there being condoms available at the Clahuse Clinic and then the Cortez Clinic, and also the orange boxes have condoms
as well
too. And that's all what AVI is supplying for you guys. Is that right?
Yeah, that's been a joint effort between Isabel, who's like our harm reduction champion, other nurse that works at the clinic, and the community paramedics, to create these boxes with harm reduction supplies that are really accessible and low barrier, like just a private little cupboard that you can open. So they're at the Gorge and at Scroll. And then we have supplies in our clinic bathroom and outside the door of the clinic. So they're available kind of anytime and a private way to grab some supplies if you need to. So we have naloxone kits out there and condoms.
And there's also one of those boxes at Manson's Hall, just down the
street. Manson's Hall. And our community paramedics are restocking them, so that's great.
Okay, aside from condoms, is there any other male birth control available on Cortez Island that you know of?
Yeah, really just condoms. Our general practitioners here, the doctors, can also provide referrals for vasectomies, but it is a more invasive procedure that they would need to go to Comox or Victoria for. That's, the only options. Yeah.
Do you want to comment at all about vasal gel?
Yes. Okay. So I hadn't really heard of it before you mentioned it, but I did a little bit of research and it sounds very cool. Sounds like it's still going through the clinical trial. So it sounds like it is a procedure that's done by a healthcare professional. And it's like a polymer plug that goes into the vas deferens to prevent sperm from entering. So it's a male birth control method. And it sounds like it is like long lasting until you want to get the plug dissolved. But apparently it's still undergoing clinical trials, not available yet in Canada or the US. But yeah, definitely a cool thing that's up and coming. And we do not offer it at this time.
Of course, since we spoke about what's accessible for men and male bodies, what about access to other contraceptives for women? What are the options of what they can access and get implemented at the Cortez Health Clinic?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more options for women. We have the insertional condoms, or previously known as female condoms. So those are also accessible with our harm reduction supplies outside or in the bathroom. We also have oral contraceptives. The more common brands of Yaz and Aless are available in the clinic. And of course, we could prescribe much anything on the market that the Cove carries. It would just take an extra couple days to receive. We also have IUDs available, and our doctors here can insert the IUDs in-house here. Again, I think we just carry the Mirena and the copper IUD, but kind of the more new obscure brands could be ordered in and done here if you wish. We also have Plan B pills that are available over the counter. You don't even need a doctor's prescription for that. Just pick it up. I know that it's most effective if used right away. And I think the end of the window of effectiveness is around 72 hours, and it decreases in effectiveness as the hours go by, although they all do expire. So make sure you're checking your expiry dates.
And while we're on that topic, the Cortez Health Clinic, do they accept expired prescriptions and over-the-counter prescriptions if you're looking for a safe way to dispose of those?
Yeah, we do. You could also bring them to the Cove Pharmacy during their pop-up pharmacy hours, Wednesdays and Friday afternoons. But we could always accept expired drugs and we'll dispose of them safely.
And for the youth and nervous about going to the clinic and worried you're going to call their parents if they come to find condoms or something like that, or wanting to access birth control or IUDs, how old do you have to be to access this, any of those services without parental consent?
Yes, I would 100% give a youth condoms and not tell their parents. And I believe that birth control pills is the same way.
I found that there are both a robust amount of options for females to get contraceptives and a bit limited options for males. On a global scale, this is also the case. Despite that, Canada is actually known for having some of the highest use of male contraceptives. There is, however, a male contraceptive in development and has been since 2010, something that is non-hormonal, reversible, and it only requires a one-time injection. I had an opportunity to sit down with the CEO of Next Life Sciences, whom has just taken over the developing of VasoGel.
I'm Fox. I'm the CEO of Next Life Sciences. And Next Life Sciences is really focused on bringing male birth control to the world.
I learned about Next Life Sciences specifically because I was researching VasoGel. This is a product I've known about since 2010. So it's 2022 now. What has happened with VasoGel over the past 12 years? We are in 2022 and nobody in my doctor's office, none of the nurses or doctors, nobody knows about it.
Yeah, it's a really great question because to your point, going all the way back, there's been so much demand and excitement around this significant advance in contraceptives. When we look at contraceptives as a whole, we go all the way back to the development of female contraceptives on the hormonal side. And it was about 1979 when Dr. Guha in India started to say, what happens if we developed a non-hormonal, reversible, long-lasting contraceptive? And that was back in 1979 where Ricug began. And Ricug was developed and tested over years and years. And finally, the Parsmus Foundation, which is a nonprofit, brought that to the United States and worked and developed it, and then ultimately optimized and developed their own technology known as VasoGel. And so it's been a long road of development. And in that time, Parsmus Foundation, their focus as a nonprofit was to de-risk this technology, to help prove two things. One, that there's massive demand for a long-lasting, reversible, non-hormonal male birth control, and showing the technology exists that can do that safely and effectively. And that is what VasoGel really is, the birth product of those the last over decade of work of the nonprofit. And Next has been working with Linda and Elaine, who are leading on the nonprofit side, to bring it to the place where now it has been ready to go to the world, ready to be fully commercialized and distributed and be able to get, people are able to access it in big urban cities as well as in rural environments around the world. And so that's what Next Life Sciences, what we're focusing on, is how do we take this amazing technology and bring it to everyone who needs it, which as we know is everyone in the world.
Okay, so how do you plan on doing that?
Yeah, as we look at the scale of demand, it's really half of the entire population, right? So how do we get a technology to half of the entire world's population? And so we're focusing in on a number of set countries that are representative of countries both that are developing their economies, as well as countries who have a well-developed economy. And so helping to determine what are the best delivery mechanisms within those countries, who are the best people to operate as providers, right? So is it your family care provider that's that you go and get the quick, simple 10-minute pain-free procedure done? Or is it a specialized clinic? We know there's some countries that there's a lot of interest for one and other countries where there's a lot of interest on the other. And so we're working right now to, on a country by country basis, to really understand what best suits and fits the needs of the men in those countries.
Okay. Does the Canadian profile look like?
Yes. Canadians are absolutely, are some of the top users of the current forms of male contraception. So as Canadians, you should be very proud. So when we look at the two forms of male contraception that currently exist, and I'll be very clear, not that they're adequate, but there's really only two options in the market. One is condoms, and the other, you have vasectomies. Now, vasectomies are not designed to be reversible, right? So the reversal procedure can be complicated, can be expensive, and has about 50% chance of working, coin toss. And yet, even with that, the Canadian market in Canada have an over 2 times more rate of using vasectomies as other similarly developed countries, such as the United States, at over 22%, which is really incredible. And what I want to see is not just that to be at 22%, but I really want to enable that percentage to go to skyrocket as we look at reversible, long-lasting, painless, simple procedure that can enable men to choose when and if they have a child.
So getting into the specifics of VasoGel, how non-invasive is it really? Because it is an injection, right?
Absolutely. So it's an injection similar to getting a quick, simple flu shot, right? The difference is it is a completely inert injection. It's a hydrogel that's comprised mostly of water, and it creates a little filter in the vas deferens, filters out the sperm, allows the rest of the body fluids to pass through. Quick, simple, painless.
So where is the location of the injection exactly?
Yeah, so the vas deferens is a little tube that carries, of course, the sperm, right? Sperm swims through there, out through your urethra and into the big magical world. So what we do is the best location to inject in the vas deferens is through the scrotum. And so it's very thin skin there. We do a quick local anesthetic that's applied. And that process is simple. You feel a little bit of cold, and then you don't feel anything else, and you get an injection very similar to any other shot. We've developed mechanisms to deliver local anesthetic in a simple, pain-free way.
So fascinating. What kind of medical setting is required specifically in Canada to administer something like VasoGel?
There's two ways to look at this. One is, okay, who can do an injection? And then the other is, who's doing vasectomies currently? And the reality is most doctors are able to do vasectomies. When we use that as a model and we say, look, this is faster, easier, less invasive than a vasectomy, it really opens up the market very broadly. Throughout Canada, the United States, and around the world, you have a lot of the doctors who are able to do procedures like vasectomies. And then you have what we like to call vasectomists. So people who really, that's what their specialty is, whether they're a family care doctor or a urologist or whatever their background is, that's really where they focus. So that's who we're working with. These are the experts who are doing hundreds, if not thousands, of vasectomies every single year, like a medical clinic. It's exactly what we're designing VasoGel to be able to be administered in. And so it's something that doesn't require a lot of equipment. It doesn't require a lot in way of being able to administer it. And so one of the conditions that we're looking at is any doctor's office that's able to insert an IUD should be able to administer VasoGel. And really that's where, when we look at the ability for men and women to be able to choose and make an effective choice of when and if they're having a child, men should be able to have the same access to contraceptive options as women do.
What is the timeline for bringing VasoGel to market in Canada?
When we look at the markets and the demand that's coming from the United States, from Canada, from really every country, we have over 100 countries represented of people who've signed up on the interest list saying, hey, I'm ready to get this procedure. we're working literally day and night around the clock to bring this to the men who are desperately needed and to the women who are partnered with those men. We are launching this coming year, late this coming year, 2023, and that will be in select countries where men will be able to sign up. It will be part of a clinical trial. So that means that you can get access to this amazing technology. And in exchange, we would like to follow and see how that goes and collect the data so that we can package that all together to really show regulators around the world that this is a proven, safe, and effective technology. We've proven out in animal models as well as in a lot of lab testing. And now it's about that final step to show, look, this has worked in other primates. There's absolutely no reason that this can't and that this absolutely will work in human models.
Are there any negative side effects from the primate trials that have been done on basal gel?
Yeah, great question. And I will preface this with that basal gel is not available on the market. The lawyers say I have to say that. All of the research that we've done, about a dozen studies across a wide variety of different animal models, proving that it is safe, that it is effective, and that it is easy to reverse different conditions and using slight variations in the formulation, in the manufacturing process, in the sterilization process, sterilizing to ensure the formula is safe to inject in the body. And so we've done a wide variety of different tests to really optimize where we're at now, which is a proven product that has zero side effects.
When you talk about the injection, that's basically where something could go wrong. And it's just, again, with a flu shot or anytime a needle's going into the body, you're risking infection. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's just ensuring those proper procedures are followed in the injection process. And so one of the biggest, to your point, the biggest known concern when you start looking at applying this to millions and millions of men is that there will be some percentage, just like with any injection or any procedure, of minor infection from that when you look at it on it's just a statistical model. However, that is of extremely low risk. And we've also developed some really exciting protocols to practically eliminate that risk. When you look at these side effects and the risk of basal gel compare as a male contraceptive versus literally any other birth control option for women, it is substantially less. When you look at it compared to vasectomies, substantially less concern or risk of anything with a higher effectiveness rate and especially around reversibility, right? And then you look at it compared to even condom use, which condom use has its own inherent risk.
What is the percentage of effectiveness known right now based on the trials for basal gel?
We've done a recent study. It was a 2-year long study where we had injected basal gel into male primates. And then we let them loose in a playground with other female primates. And they have continuous mating season. So for 2 years, all they did was eat, drink, sleep, and have sex with each other. And there were zero pregnancies from that. We've seen, I use that as one example of one research project we've done on it. But we, across the board, we've had 100% success with the optimized product.
And how many beings were involved in the collective studies that you've done that you're referring to?
That's a really interesting question. We have probably around at least 100, I should say at least 100 that we've done testing with.
Okay. And do you have a number for that list you referred to earlier of people that have signed up and volunteered around the world to be a part of the human trials?
Yes, we have over 50,000 people, 50,000 people. We've done zero advertising, right? These are people who are saying, hey, this is incredibly important to me, to my family, to my community. And I want to participate in this. I want to support this.
And that's across how many different countries?
Over 100 countries.
Over 100 countries.
Many in Canada, both in urban areas as well as many in rural areas. With basal gel, what makes it so exciting for rural communities is that it's a set it and forget it. You get it done, and then you don't think about it again until you're ready to have a kid.
If people want to sign up and be on that volunteer list,
yeah,
do they go to your website?
If you're interested in yourself getting it, or if you just want to learn more about it, you want to get all of the secret exclusive sneak peeks, sign up at nextlifesciences.org. I think that the really key thing is that we're working to show demand for this and to continue to ensure that the myth that, well, men aren't going to use birth control, to dispel that myth. And so the more that we can hear from everyone who's tuning in, the more that we can hear from you and get your perspective of why this matters to you or why it's interesting to you. We'd love to hear that and to work with you to help ensure that this incredibly valuable technology can get out to the world.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.